Today, a group of progressive leaders said they're challenging the mainstream media in the U.S. to raise their game in covering this year's presidential election. The Institute for America's Future is a liberal think tank based in Washington. Today, its president, Robert Borisich, announced that the group was launching a 7-part ad campaign in the New York Times.
We're putting together a petition aimed at the moderators of the upcoming presidential debates. And the basic theme of all of this work is to demand a debate worthy of a great nation in trouble.
Borisich thinks the media's coverage has descended in recent weeks to a road to nowhere. But he says his group isn't naive. He says that distortions and attack ads are as American as apple pie. However,
but the country's in deep trouble, as the headlines show. The president, the next president, won't be able to duck a kind of series of cascading crises that now faces. The financial crisis, obviously, but also Gilded Age inequality, the corruption of Washington, an economy increasingly dependent on the kindness of strangers, particularly Chinese central bankers, that doesn't work for working people, even when it is growing.
Paul Waldman is a senior fellow at the liberal media watchdog group Media Matters for America. He said as Election Day approaches, the coverage seems to get less substantive, with more emphasis on polls and less on public policy. Waldman said he was disappointed to see NBC's Meet the Press host Tom Brokaw succumb to such thinking last weekend.
And every time one of his interviewees would start to talk about some kind of substantive issue, he would interrupt and say, well, wait a minute, but there's this new poll that shows that your candidate has a problem with this subgroup. How are you going to appeal to them? The kind of question that never yields anything edifying, especially on a forum like that where you're supposed to be actually discussing some matters of substance. Now, Brokaw, incidentally, is going to be moderating one of the presidential debates. I hope that he does a better job there.
Waldman also said that the media must rise to the challenge of calling out Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin when she continues to say she fought against the so-called bridge to nowhere when the facts indicate that she originally supported it.
Now, the campaigns are going to only be as responsible as the press allows them to be. If the press lets them lie without consequence, then they're going to continue to lie. You know, I think we're seeing that now with what's going on with some of the things that the McCain campaign is saying. I mean, the fact that Sarah Palin continues to go out and say that she said thanks, no thanks to the bridge to nowhere, it's kind of a challenge to the press. It's, you know, it's stop me before I lie again, really. I mean, everybody has acknowledged that that's not true. But they obviously don't feel like there's a cost to them to repeating it.
Katrina Vandenhoevel was the editor of The Nation magazine. She says Americans, by and large, don't like the media these days. And one reason is for the trivialization of issues that they cover.
There's a gotcha politics, which has alienated people from a media that doesn't seem to be concerned about collapsing public infrastructure, a broken healthcare system, an endless occupation, issues that the Institute's going to take up with its call to have moderators of this debate refocus the debates.
Katrina Vandenhoevel is a frequent guest on cable news programs, but she said she rejected an invitation last week to discuss Sarah Palin on CNN with action movie actor Chuck Norris.
But when the producer called and I said, I thought this was going to be a discussion about where we are on the eve of 9/11. How we are less secure. The producer, decent guy, works within these structures, said, you know, the networks, they want Sarah Palin all the time right now. And I think we have a duty, as Bob said at the top of this call, to make sure that the ideas and policies and solutions commensurate, worthy of this great nation, worthy of a moment where we face staggering challenges, are raised and debated. And I plan to go out when I do TV and radio and always speak to these larger issues because I think people want to hear about them.